Yes, I remember well. The second floor patio, the perfection of the living room, the comfortable dining area, and the amazing landscape of 129 East Market Street, Bethlehem. But that was 1973, and Showhouse 73 was the first of the Society of the Arts SOTA, a design project of the Allentown Art Museum. It was certainly a showcase ahead of its time. Now a breezy 41 years have passed, and the 1870s Federal-style home at 47 East Church Street takes honorary chosen structured location. Entitled SOTA's Downton Abbey, it will undoubtedly be a home you will not want to miss touring. This is WDIY 88.1 FM Allentown, another tantalizing edition of Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we welcome you. Our guests for this magnificent architectural and design project is Shirley Neumeier and Sherry May. They are both co-chairs for SOTA's Showhouse project this year. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you guys here. We were just talking a little bit before the show. I love the Downton Abbey image, but also the idea of refreshing, redoing, and renewing is a really important theme this year, isn't it?
Yes.
And is that Sherry,
can you tell us just about that idea about renewing and refreshing?
Well, this house, as time has gone on, the show houses have not been able to have as much as in the way of decorators spending a lot of money on the house, and also owners being able to purchase a lot. And so we've looked at putting a refresh, redo, renew idea so that they could work on what exists in the home and adding some of their own touches, but working with what is there. Some of the decorators are doing quite a bit of work in a room. Others are not. We have stagers. We've never really used stagers or highlighted the skill of staging before. And so we're having that as well this year. So it's presenting some new ideas. We think you'll be able to go into the home and come home with some ideas of your own with this concept.
So, Shirley, it is then more personalized, is it not, to the owner of the house in this particular year?
Yes, it is, because we have a lot to work with already. We have wonderful architectural design. We have fabulous antiques, paintings, oriental rugs that the owners have provided for us, they've left behind. And we put the designers to a true challenge for designers. Because if you invite a designer to your home, you don't say, oh, come in. Well, you might, but you don't usually say, oh, come in here and please just remove everything and start from scratch. So we want people to take away from that this concept of renewing, refreshing, redoing, and having the designers do what designers really do, work with what you have.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about the house. I mean, the house itself is a magnificent way to start. This is the Doctor's Hoffman house over in the Bethlehem. It's got a tide of Arabian history. It's a beautiful home in and of itself, full of beautiful architectural detail.
Yes, it was built in 1872 on Moravian Brethren land. And we've researched it, and we've realized that it's federal period, but then some books say it's colonial revival. So we're going to agree with both. And there is an addition that was put in, put on in around 1910 by Colonel Coyle, who was one of the residents, and he was a true colonel. And he wanted, and then he became a state senate, state representative, and he wanted to entertain his constituents. So he put on, added on the modern addition in 1910 of a dining room and kitchen and rooms above.
It's a home that's been of interest to people in the area, and as they learn that this is the home that we are working on, they've been excited about it, and we feel people would have enjoyed touring the home without any of the decorations and changes that have taken place. It is a beautiful home.
But what's exciting, I mean, I think one of the things that's lovely about the idea of a designer showcase is also that I, you know, I come, I buy a ticket, I get to see this beautiful home that, as you said, I'd have wanted to see anyway.
Right.
And then not only do I get to see one or two visions, but up to, what, 22 designers at this point are involved?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Landscaping as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And in the case of the landscaping, there's much more embellishment than what the owners would like, but the designers and landscapers have created a wonderful palette that they can remove without tampering with what was already there previously. And it will be, they will show their works and present what they can do so that the guests can take that idea home, but the owners don't have to keep it.
Now, I'd never thought about it before until we were talking earlier, but of course the families who are kind enough to, or philanthropic enough to support SOTA's important work by letting mm-hmm. their house be used, usually take a break from the house. You're stewards of it for that time. But you mm-hmm. said often when folks come back, they kind of take a tour through and often decide to keep
right.
a lot of what has been showcased and right. added. And
well, the designers that are chosen to participate mm-hmm. prepare a design board, and that's presented to the designers before work begins.
Okay.
And so the owners mm-hmm. have an opportunity to look at the board and decide what they
are comfortable
with. What they're comfortable yeah. with. And then they're willing to let them, the designers, venture out and try some things that the owners might not be sure that it's the direction they would like to go.
I'd like to give you a little example. In the dining room, which is, in the living room, which is done by Dolores from Decorating Den. And in that, the swags and jabots and the side drape panels are being changed. That's what that she had to work with. And what she has done is taken away the side panels on the window treatment, kept the swags and jabots, and added shears to lighten up the room and mm-hmm. soften it. And it's almost ethereal. It's really mm-hmm. lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners have already commissioned her to have their dining room, I keep saying dining room, why do I do that? Their living room furniture reupholstered. So that's already back and all done and pre-approved, and it's really
exciting.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to mention to our radio listeners that, of course, the mansion is open to the public on April the 26th. There
right.
is a preview, however, I believe, on the 25th. Is that right, Sherry?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that is the evening of our preview party, which this year the public is invited. And we haven't done that for a while. And every preview party, the public has asked if that's something they can attend. So this year, we are including them. They can purchase tickets. They get the invitations to purchase those. They can pick them up at the museum.
Or online. If they go to sotapa.org, mm-hmm. they can download the invitation. The return address is on their envelopes, cannot be downloaded.
Well, now, we could try.
Well, sure, sure.
And I understand that actually in terms of accessibility and audience, a choice was made this year to make the prices even more attractive for the regular hours and the tours.
Right.
Anticipating quite a response.
As Shirley and I were setting the framework for beginning this project, one of the things that was very important to us was to lower the price of the tickets, because ultimately our goal is to encourage people to become familiar and visit the museum. The museum has 17,000 works of art. It's a beautiful museum, and mm-hmm. we're very proud and lucky that we have it in the Lehigh Valley.
Great. And we're going to learn more about that in just a minute. It was, if I remember, though, it was 1741 when Henry Antes purchased 5,000 acres from William Allen to hold in trust for the Moravian Church. And the land for 47 East Church Street was a part of that purchase. Well, we shall return with more design ideas and learn about the electrification of the house in 1924 and more events surrounding the festivities of SOTA after this carefully structured announcement.
WDIY's pleased to partner with the Ice House Tonight, a performing arts series featuring the PA Jazz Collective, presenting Lehigh Valley Jazz Idol, a youth showcase and competition on Tuesday, April 15th at the Charles A. Brown Ice House, 8 p.m. The Pennsylvania Jazz Collective will also present their annual awards. For information, icehousetonight.blogspot.com.
Yes, we are chatting with Shirley Neumeyer and Sherry May, both co-chairs of the Society of the Arts Soda Show House. And this year it's going to be bigger, better, and more beautiful than ever. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope you will be there.
I was going to say, we were talking just before the break, too, about the idea of SOTA itself as a service organization, as well as an organization that brings in funding to support things like the free Sunday afternoons at the museum, expanding the collection. But that the show house itself, I think what you're saying is it's a kind of outreach effort as well as a fundraising effort.
Exactly. And that's why we wanted to lower the price so that it's no longer incredibly expensive for a couple to walk through, mm-hmm. but also we have people saying for the first time they're able to treat their friends to the show house and go out to lunch, and so we're very, very proud of that and the opportunity for people to learn about our museum.
I think we need to tell you the prices.
Yes. What are those prices?
Well, we have pre-sale until April 17th at various locations around Lehigh Valley. And, of course, the Art Museum is one of those locations. And then when the show house opens and after April 17th, the ticket price is $15. But we maintain the $12 cost for seniors of 65 and over and students with a proper student ID for $12.
So that's lovely. I mean, there's no reason not to enjoy.
Absolutely.
To be there.
Yeah,
but there's also a lot of ways to enjoy. I mean, not only the house, the wonderful house, the tours. You've got a lot of events planned around the garden parties, fashion shows. Could you tell us a little bit about some of these special treats?
Okay. Well, the preview party, that is going to be at Steel Stacks. The house will be open from 6:30 to 8:30 that you could tour the house. There will be shuttles coming from Arts Quest over to the historic site. And those tickets are $75 per person with a full, wonderful grazing dinner. And we have music by Cunningham and Associates.
They're great.
Then we also have on May 3rd, we have our grand fashion show. Pamela Patak of Project Runway fame and also a local designer is coordinating a fashion show, bringing in celebrity models as well as Wilhelmina models from Philadelphia and New York, and she will also be coupled with Maximilian Furs in Bloomingdale's, and also with Roy Rover, who does antique and fine jewelry. And those tickets are $50 per person. It is includes a brunch luncheon at the Hotel Bethlehem. And then the other event, of course, Mother's Day. We can't forget mothers.
Right.
But ladies, for the first 50 ladies, they will receive a flower if they attend. And then we go to May 17th, where we have a garden party, a garden tea party held at the Lawrence home, which is at 404 Center Street. And this house replicates the present show house. And that will include a lecture by a horticulturalist and Neiman Marcus will be highlighting Jo Malone fragrances, which are garden fragrances.
Ooh,
and
yes.
There we understand there's samples too.
Ooh.
And that will be tea sandwiches and iced tea and hot tea and china cups and all kinds of wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful
day. The grounds are very, very lovely. We will have tents set up around the quadrant water fountain.
Wow. And the house, I'm curious, the house was built as a replica, so to speak, of the show house? Or?
History tells us, at least people tell us that this is true history, that there was a gentleman who was entrepreneurial and came into a lot of money. and of course did not have a lot of money before, and he loved this other house. Mm. And so he decided he was going to build one that replicated the present house. The only thing is, it's not as large. But he was tricky, and he decided that he was going to elongate the house. Oh. So the illusion to the public is that it's grander than our downtown Abbey. And fortunately for us, the Lawrences, Anne Lawrence, yes, is a member of SOTA.
Okay.
And she's been very generous to us. So, and of course, a lot of people have already knocked on her door thinking that that was the house. So we have to put up some signage to direct them the right way.
And not to forget, too, when we're speaking about moving around different locations, right at the show house location, the garage, I understand the garage of the house actually has stained beadboard walls. This,
yes,
is the garage.
And it's recently been power washed. The women are doing a great job preparing it for our boutique.
Oh, that's right.
And we will have, we refer to it as our aunt or our repeat boutique. And we have very nice donations from members of SOTA, and that will be open during the show house hours.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, you've told me before, and I think you've repeated it again, that the show house is really a fundraiser benefiting the Allentown Art Museum's educational program, mm-hmm, and SOTA's educational endowment and the SOTA Print Fund. So all of those things are very important, in addition to the fact that SOTA doesn't just stop with this project. It continues all year with helping the art museum.
Right.
We are a service organization, yes, primarily. It doesn't sound that way today, but we really are. We provide docent tours. We go into schools and give lectures. We do curatorial services. We man the sales gallery. Multiple things. But as a side, because we are also very supportive of education at the museum, we provide a fundraiser. Well, this is biannual, right, so that we can support those projects. In fact, we've even supported free Sundays,
which are wonderful.
It is. It welcomes anyone has an opportunity to visit the museum. And also on Sundays, there are special programs for children. Mm-hmm.
And you were saying, too, that it's interesting for other museums across the country. The Allentown Art Museum is something is very envied because the SOTA organization, mm-hmm, is so uniquely supportive, active.
Mm-hmm. Our present CEO and president, who's only been here since November, says that it's because of SOTA he came. We don't think that's all of it. But he does say that our reputation is out there. He's heard about us in San Diego, California, and other places. So we are unique. And
that's
we have
wonderful.
Been here for 50 years, which is another unique quality about volunteer organizations. Generally, they don't have this longevity.
Right, right.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, in size, I mean, it's a large, strong, amazing organization.
Right. There's about two.
You were saying the show house, what 8,000 hours? 10,000? The amount of time that gets put, mm-hmm, into something like
this? At
least,
yes.
Right. And those are important for the museum to receive accreditation, and some funding is based on the number of hours that's volunteered.
Mm. We also wanted to mention that the SOTA Show House, I don't think we mentioned this, will be open from April the 26th, actually the previews on the 25th, through May 18th, and the hours will be Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday 11 to 7, and Saturday 11 to 5, and Sunday from noon to 6 p.m., and we hope that you all have an opportunity to see this beautiful home and the work that SOTA is doing to support the work of the Allentown Art Museum of the Lehigh Valley. Because, in fact, all of the homes here are of the Lehigh Valley. Not only here in Bethlehem this year, but in Allentown, in Coopersburg, in Macungie, in anywhere we can find one. Incidentally,
right,
we live in a farmhouse. Out
Stop.
Of, okay.
sorry.
Next chairs, please.
We'll let them know that you're considering it.
Yes, it's wonderful, wonderful talking with you. I wish we had more time to tell the people all about this fantastic project. We did tell you the land was once owned by the Moravians, and with ownership of the home passes the requirement to provide a single rose annually to the Moravians in exchange for the use of the land. Thank you, Sherry May and Shirley Neumeier.
Thanks for having us. Thank you
for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
And thank you to Steve Aronson.
Oh, yes.
The red rose of our program.
No, really, he's the radioed engineer who designs our vocal quality and builds solid foundations for great radio here on WDIY. Thanks, Uncle Stevie. And don't forget, we're in our spring membership drive.